This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
G'day and welcome to the Mirrors I'm a Celebrity Daily Podcast. Coming up, the latest news, interviews and behind-the-scenes gossip. Here we go.
Good morning. It's morning in Oz, which means it must be Monday morning over there. Big new week. Hope you're all well. First thing I want to talk about today is the episode last night, which really was a tale of two trials, I suppose. It's a 90-minute show dominated by the two trials. We first of all had The Hole, which was the pre-recorded one, which had you had Rebecca and Jamie taking part. It was quite a tricky one. They were going underground with lots of creepy crawlies. The rats one I always think looks particularly scary and particularly horrible. But, I mean, they did really, really well. 11 out of 11 stars. I thought it was a really good thing for both of them to do. Both of them got more airtime. I think Jamie's starting to come out of a shell. Rebecca seems to be changing people's opinions of her as well. You know, she's known for being quite hard-faced, you know. No nonsense, but I think it was a great trial for both of them. And not only that, they obviously won a lot of meals for camp, so it sort of worked on both fronts, really. And then, obviously, the end of the show, the last 30 minutes of the show, was devoted to the live trial, which was Anton Deck's Jungle Takeaway. And that worked really well as well. I think we've just got a clip now, so this is a clip from the live trial last night.
Now, before you start, it's a little bit more difficult than that because we've got one more surprise for you both. Rangers.
Oh, you guys!
Damn it!
You can do this. You're the world champion.
Go on, Amir.
Oh, there's another one there.
You're going to do this with a carpet python around your neck.
I can't do this.
Amir, if you can't do it, Vanessa will still have to do it to get this round for the girls.
You've overcome your fear of spiders, man. You can do this.
Amir, we need to move you on. Stand on your podium.
They can't hurt you.
Rangers.
Are you going to come near me?
In the live trial, the boys ran out quite easy winners in the end. They won 4-1. There was a point system, so it was a bit more tricky, but ultimately they did very well. I think the highlights really were, you know, you had Amir being very scared of the snakes up against Vanessa again in a rematch, and they had to get some stars out of the boxes. It was great to see Stanley there. It's the first time he's been able to do a trial. A lot of them he can't do on medical grounds. And he got really stuck in. Had a nice bit of him with Toff. Obviously, they're very good friends. The Prime Minister and Deputy, if you like, as well. They were eating witchetty grubs, and he seemed to actually quite like them. Made a joke about Australians eating them for breakfast, which was good fun. And then also, he got involved carrying the pig's testicles with Ian from one bowl into another, which was the one challenge that the girls did win. Thought Stanley came across brilliantly in the trial. I think he's a real solid character. I must admit, as I've said previously on the pod, I did think that there were question marks about whether he would last the pace, whether he could stay in there for 3 weeks. But I think, you know, I'm eating my words a bit really at this stage. He looks very solid in there. Looks like he's having fun. And he's a really brilliant campmate, so he's a really good addition. I'm loving watching him. I'm loving watching Toff as well. Second bit of news I want to talk about is evictions. It might sound funny to talk about them. We're only just over a week in. But from what we're hearing over here, the friends and family of the campmates are going to start to arrive this week. I think possibly as early as, say, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. That tends to suggest that we might start to have evictions around this time, or certainly by the end of the week, because they'd like to have the friends and family obviously here for when the celebs come out. That sort of thing doesn't get confirmed until quite late in the day. But, yeah, the indications are from about Wednesday and Thursday, we may have some of their family members and friends coming over. And that means perhaps, certainly by the end of the week, I think we'll start to see them leaving, and then we'll start to see how it shapes up. And then in a week after that, we'll obviously have the Queen or the King of the Jungle. After Saturday's episode, I thought maybe we needed a slightly different look at the jungle on the pod. What struck me was there were lots of issues with the men in the camp, and a sort of general discussion that could be more general in terms of Ian was there getting quite upset. There were some tears from Ian. And obviously, he's been quite open about some mental health issues he's had in the past. And then you had some other men in camp, and they were sort of talking about their emotions. You had Amir Khan saying that he hasn't cried since he was a teenager. And Jamie Lomas also talking about how men find it hard to cry, which I thought was quite a good general issue. And so I thought I would call up a psychologist and ask, sort of get their take on the episode and also just on the general camp itself and the relationships within the camp. So here we go. Okay, so I should have Joe Hemmings on the line. Are you there, Joe?
I am. Hi.
Hi. I think I'm introducing you right. You're a well-known behavioural and celebrity psychologist. I've seen you on TV many times before. Is that the right title?
Yeah, that sums me up okay. Yep.
Lovely. Good. So I just wanted to get your general thoughts and observations on the show and the campmates so far. Do you think ITV have got a good mix?
Yeah, I think they have got a good mix. I mean, they've got that kind of mix that they had last year to a degree, which is that everybody is being incredibly supportive of everybody else, and they're all pretty much getting on. So I was kind of maybe hoping for a bit more conflict this time around. But yes, they've got a good mix in the sense that everybody is just kind of falling into place without any rows, and they all seem to be hugely supportive of each other.
And I thought Saturday's show was particularly interesting. There was an element where the guys in camp were talking about sort of crying in general after Ian sort of had a few tears after the task. And Amir said, I think he hadn't cried since he was a teenager. And Jamie sort of talked about not crying as well. I just wondered what your take was on that conversation.
I think it's really good they had that conversation because, you know, I'm definitely at the school of thought that men ought to be able to cry. It's okay to cry. And it's much better to cry than it is to store up stuff for the future, which can, you know, can lead to depression and other mental disorders. But I think with Amir, very much it's a strong cultural thing that he shouldn't cry. Clearly, he's softening a bit. There are obviously times when he could have done, but he chose not to because he sees it as a sign of weakness. Jamie, I think, kind of again sees it as a sign of weakness, but it's sort of a bit easier for him to shed tears sometimes. And then you got the ones who just said, yeah, you know, it's good to have a good cry sometimes. And we had Ian crying, and obviously that started the whole conversation off, but I think it ended up in a good place. There was no resentment about those who felt one way or the other. I think they kind of generally agreed that it wasn't such an awful thing as they might have thought it, you know, was previously.
And you mentioned Ian, and he's obviously in there, and he's spoken of having sort of depression in the past and a few mental health issues. I mean, how do you think he's doing in there? And do you think it's an okay place to be with those sorts of issues, to be somewhere like the jungle?
Yeah, he's an interesting one. He started off very strong. I mean, Ian has a kind of real irreverence about him and an attitude and something incredibly likeable about his nature. He was a brilliant prime minister. He was born to that role and flourished in that role. And I think that helped him a lot. But then, of course, completely failing that task on Saturday night meant he's actually much more fragile than we think he is. He felt he'd really let himself down, and he let himself, you know, just all those tears came out. So I think the jury's out on how well he's coping. Campmates are incredibly supportive to him. So I think that will help enormously. I just think there's a much more fragile man underneath quite a gung-ho attitude than even he recognised. And it came out very quickly under those circumstances. So I hope for his sake that their support will see him through this.
And just one last question. You're a relationship expert. There doesn't really look like there's going to be any sort of romances in there. So I guess which relationships or which sort of duos and sort of bromances and things, which are the ones that are interesting you the most?
Yeah, there are no romances at all. I mean, they speculated about loads, but there's nothing happening. There's not even hugely strong bromances. I guess Stanley and Amir fascinate me. Very different people, but they seem to be developing a good relationship. As indeed Stanley and Toffa. I mean, Stanley seems to be at the centre of all this. Kind of Shappy and Ian, I think, will become close because they started off as Prime Minister and Deputy, and I think that helped it along. But otherwise, they're pretty much a cohesive group without any very strong allies or well-developed buddies so far.
Do you have a favourite in there? Is there anyone you'd like to win at this stage?
I'd like Ian to win, actually. And if it's not going to be Ian, then I'd quite like Toff to win because she's just currently cheerful and positive, and good luck to her. I love her for it.
This year, I think Camp Extra has been really good. That's the extra show on ITV2 that follows the main I'm a Celebrity show. Scarlett Moffat, Joel Dommett and Joe Swash are the hosts, and I think they're all doing a really good job. Scarlett and Joel particularly teaming up together to do a lot of the interview stuff, which is slightly different from previous years, and Swashy really doing all the trials and that type of thing. On Saturday night, they had a really good episode, and in particular, they had a nice interview with Georgia Toffolo in the Bush Telegraph. Thought it was really insightful, so I'm just going to play you a bit of a clip of that now.
Good morning, Toff.
Hello.
And welcome to the Bush Telegraph.
Hi, how's it going?
You are live on ITV2 and our viewers are desperate to ask you some questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Chloe on Facebook says, you're always so upbeat and positive. Is there anything that could happen in the jungle that will put you in a bad mood?
Okay, so the only thing I can think of that would put me in an awful mood is waking up and a rat or something similar being on my head. It's my biggest fear. And that would probably put me in a bad mood. But hey, not much does, you know.
Elizabeth on Twitter asks you, who is the best person in camp to have a conversation with?
Okay, my number one campmate to have a conversation with is definitely Stanley. I mean, he has travelled everywhere. Not only has he been everywhere, he knows exactly which year he went there, which is quite hard because he's been alive for a really long time.
Julie on Twitter asks, if you could have one food item to make the rice and beans taste better, what would it be?
Okay, right, I've been thinking about this a lot, obviously, because all I think about is rice and beans in here. I would say a bit of pesto wouldn't go amiss. Can't go wrong with a bit of pesto, right?
Team Toff on Twitter asks you, how easy has it been to adapt to the jungle lifestyle, and what's been the hardest challenge for you?
I've found it as easy as it can be in here. I mean, it's worlds apart from at home. I just love looking up and seeing that we're in the jungle and the sound and the smell. But the hardest thing for me is definitely been the food. But with regards to what happens at home, it's not having all your bits and bobs. You know, like going in the shower and doing your hair and stuff. We don't have a hairbrush or anything. So yeah, I think it would be a crossover between the food and the beauty regime.
Now it's time to speak to Jessica Bridge from Ladbrokes. Jess, what did you think of the show and how has it affected the market and the prices?
G'day, Jeffers. Well, I mean, where to start? That was an absolute stonker of an episode. It was so, so, so amazing. I really loved it and probably the best episode I think there's been in years. And I don't think that's any exaggeration to say that, other than the cyclone episodes at the very end of the series. But in terms of just a normal day-to-day show, I thought that was a 10 out of 10. I was just in stitches the whole way through. Stanley as the Prime Minister, I mean, it couldn't have worked out any better, could it? Let's be honest. I was had tears rolling down my face when he blew up his Lilo and managed to pad it out within about 10 seconds, but then fixed it with a plaster. I mean, the guy is genius. But yes, he's making a very good Prime Minister. Toff is an excellent deputy. They're a little formidable duo, aren't they? And Toff, not too surprisingly, we've been talking about it over the last few days, haven't we? Her odds have been cut every single day since entering the jungle a week ago now. And she's now odds on at 8 to 11. So she's very, very short in the betting now. So if you want to have a bet on her, that means you would need to put £11 on to win 8 in return. So that's how short she is now. But a really, really good episode, like I said. I thought Ian definitely really had a good episode tonight on Sunday evening, really redeemed himself. Obviously, he had a bit of a shocker in the trial, but his trial was so terrible. And it must have been so claustrophobic for him because he's quite a big guy. Those boxers are quite small. And if you don't really like going underwater, then actually is a recipe for disaster, which I guess it makes good TV viewing when you fail like that. But he obviously was panicking and that wasn't really that nice to see, in fairness. But he definitely had a really good episode, very funny tonight, so enjoyed watching him. But Becky and Jamie in the sort of the box trial, the whole one, that was superb. They just make it look so easy though, don't they? And this is a thing I can never really understand as a viewer after all these years, is that although they're screaming or they're breathing, it's like, what? How are they blocking this out? How are they managing to actually do this? So when, like, Jamie was clearly very visibly did not like the rats and they're nibbling his ear and stuff, and I'm just like, how is he actually getting through this? But I guess you just must be so hungry, you just have to somehow block it out. I mean, in fairness, I've said everyone makes it look easy. Amir does not make it look easy, but that was just hilarious tonight with the live snake, and he's like, oh my god, oh my god. But I mean, I must admit, I've been saying on here last few days I wasn't a fan, I thought he was playing a game, but I hold my hands up, I think I got it wrong. And Amir for me has gone from zero to absolute hero. Very, very funny. I think he's very genuine, probably a little bit dopey, and he's not actually playing a game, it's not a facade. You know, when he was asking about the female PM, have we ever had anyone? Everyone's just stood looking at him like, yeah, she's in office at the moment. Oh, just, you know, bless him. But no, very, very funny. Really enjoyed it. So I must admit, I take it all back about Amir. And oh my God, his bromance with Stanley. I mean, if you'd have said before the start of the series, here's your celebrities, who is going to have this year's bromance, I'd have literally given you 100 to 1, 500 to 1. It'd been Amir Khan and Stanley Johnson. I did not see that coming from a mile off, but they're like Morecambe and Wise. They are absolutely superb. I love it. So other than that, really looking forward now to the next 24 hours, seeing how the guys and the girls get on in the trial. Becky didn't look very happy, did she, then at the very end when the boys were heading off in the chopper early? She had a resting so-and-so face on, shall we say. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that naughty word on the podcast. So, yes, Becky did not look very happy about that. She was back to being Rebecca Mardy, wasn't she? But a really, really thoroughly enjoyable episode, and I can't wait for Monday evenings now.
That's it for today's podcast. All that's left to say is if you enjoyed this episode of I'm a Celebrity Daily, please rate and review us on iTunes, and make sure you subscribe so you get every episode sent to you directly in the mornings. You can find us on iTunes, Audioboom, Spotify, and any other of your favourite podcast apps. So like in the trials, I'm really hoping for 5 stars. And if you can subscribe as well, that'd be great. You can follow all the latest news from the jungle at mirror.co.uk, and I'll be back for another podcast in the morning. Cheers.